But first this hour, the American Civil Liberties Union has sued the Arizona Secretary of State, alleging she's violating federal law with regard to voter registration. The ACLU says Michelle Reagan needs to move more quickly update the address of voters who've moved so they can cast ballots in November. Reagan says that's happening, but won't be done this year. Joining us to talk about this is Caridwin Cherry, staff attorney for the ACLU's Voting Rights Project. Caridwin, good morning.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. So what exactly is the problem here? How are these voters' addresses not getting updated?
So under federal law, when a voter updates their address through the Motor Vehicle Division, that information is then automatically sent to the Secretary of State, who should use that information to automatically update a voter's registration address, unless the voter opt out and says they would like two different addresses. That process is not taking place in Arizona.
What is happening?
So although the Secretary of State is receiving that address update information from the Motor Vehicle Division, she's not using it to automatically update voters' registration addresses. So as a result, as many as 500,000 voters in Arizona may have an out-of-date voter registration as we head into the November election.
When did you first become aware of this problem?
We informed the Secretary of State that she was in violation of federal law over 9 months ago, and since then she's taken no action.
How did it come to your attention that these addresses were not being updated maybe in a timely manner?
So we did an investigation in Arizona, and also Arizona has one of the highest rates of provisional ballots, especially provisional ballots that are rejected, which is certainly a sign that there are problems in the state.
Now, Secretary Reagan has said that her office is working on this, that there's a lot going on. You need a lot of money to do this. You don't want to confuse voters, and that this will be done by next year. It sounds like that's not good enough for you.
So what the secretary is planning to do is to update her computer system so that she can do these automatic updates. She said that that will happen sometime in 2019, but we've received no guarantee about when that would actually take place. Our big concern heading into November is that even if those updates do begin to happen, that won't help voters who've already been affected, these 500,000 voters who may have incorrect registration addresses. And that's why we're asking the court to help voters heading into November to count their ballots, regardless of whether they're cast at their old polling location or their new polling location, and to require the Secretary of State to send a mailer to these voters to let them know what's occurred.
And certainly our focus.
Opportunity.
Yeah. I'm sorry to cut in, but it's certainly our focus is on what's going on in Arizona. But is this a national issue as well? Are other states dealing with this sort of thing as well?
Certainly the National Voter Registration Act, which is what's at issue here, is a concern in a number of states. And the ACLU in particular is doing a lot of work around that, although we're not aware of any other state where the Secretary of State is simply refusing to do these updates.
Now, you mentioned that you'd like the Secretary of State to send a mailer to the voters who are affected by this. Do you feel like you have a good accounting of who they all are? And are you pretty confident that 500,000 is the actual number of people affected?
500,000 is the number that the Secretary of State has been using. We believe she got that information from the Department of Transportation. It should be the number of voters the number of individuals who conducted an address update through the Motor Vehicle Division since the last federal election in 2016. And so we don't know for sure that all those people are affected. Some of those people may have, on their own right, updated the voter registration, but all of those people could potentially be affected, and that's why we think they need to be contacted.
And are there potential issues if somebody has moved, for example, from one legislative district to another, one congressional district to another? They could be voting in an election, even if it's a provisional ballot, in a race, if they're voting at their old polling place, in a race that they're not eligible to vote in anymore.
Right. So as you mentioned, this would only affect federal elections. So in November, it would only be congressional races. And we'd only ask that provisional ballots be counted for races in which the voter would be eligible at their new polling location.
All right. That's Caridwin Cherry, staff attorney for the ACLU's Voting Rights Project. Caridwin, thanks a lot for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.